Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
And on the broad theme that dairy seemingly can do no wrong at the moment, Synlait came to the party.
Well, it did, yes, in a way. It was one of the problem stocks of 2024. They released their results yesterday for the half year, so Synlait Milk. Look, just a bit of context here on Synlait. 2023, the share price was over $3.50. Then the troubles started to happen. They'd built a big plant in Pocono. They had a lot of debt. The plant was underutilised, and by 2024, the share price had settled around 40 cent mark. So, look, there were significant concerns over the company's ability to carry on as a going concern. But as you say, yes, it's back in profitability now. Just revenue's up 16% to $917 million and eked out a net profit after tax of just under $5 million. But you might say, well, that's not much of a profit, but it's in stark contrast to the same period last year when it posted a $96.2 million loss. Now, earnings pre-tax, the company had guided to $53 to $63 million. It came in at $63.1 million, which is good. Look, there's one of a number of issues was the company's ability to retain its farmer suppliers. So no suppliers makes life very difficult. They've lifted incentives to their suppliers, and importantly, most of their South Island suppliers are not looking to cease supply. They're not out of the woods quite yet, though, Mike. The auditors have continued to comment that there is material uncertainty related to going concern. Farmer supply was given special mention there. In the NZX announcement, the company did note that their financial progress will be slower in the second half of the year. They talked about opportunities and risks related to milk streams and foreign exchange. Look, but Mike, the balance sheet has been recapitalised. Their debt levels are low. That's all good. Yep. Share price did take a bit of a hit yesterday. It was went from $1.01 down to 90 cents, so down 11%, but still well above that 40 cent mark that it got to last year.
Now, let's have a look at some international numbers, because budget day in Australia, apart from anything else. These American numbers this morning, am I right in reading manufacturing is at 49.8, and that would make it in contraction?
That is correct. Right. So, that's right. So last week we had our local reads on services and manufacturing. In the last 24 hours, we've had what we call flash PMI. So these are provisional reads on services and manufacturing around the world. Good picture in the economic health. Just quickly, Australia, they looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Manufacturing 52.6, services 51.2. So business activity accelerating in Australia. Private sector output rose for the sixth consecutive month. But yes, if we look at the US, kind of interesting here because they're mixed. So manufacturing was weaker and contracting. You're dead right. It was expected to print at 51.7, came in at 49.8, under that magic 50 number that, you know, goes from expansionary to contracting. But Mike, the services sector headline number was a lot stronger, 54.3, and they expected that to come in at 51.
Yeah.
What the market's done is it said, well, we only want to look at the good stuff. So it's looking at the services. There was a stronger read on activity from the Chicago Fed as well. Look, unfortunately, if you dig into these numbers, firms' costs are rising at almost the steepest rate in 2 years. So inflation's still a problem out there, but the market said, we'll just look at that. UK manufacturing, though, Mike, 44.2, so pretty horrible there. But their services sector saved them as well. And actually, the share markets are all looking very positive this morning. So people just want to look at the good stuff, Mike.
Yep, nothing wrong with that. BYD, 73%, and a lot of profit. It's they've seemingly, when you compare them to Tesla, they've come from nowhere, haven't they?
Kind of cracked it, really, haven't they? We talked about it last week. A 400-kilometre charge in 5 minutes, that was their game-changing technology. Chinese manufacturer of EVs. Their sales revenue in 2024, Mike, over $100 billion. They have overtaken Tesla.
Wow.
So they sold 4.27 million cars. They think they'll do 6 million this year. Their sales are going up, hyperbolic, but Tesla shares are falling. But you might have seen overnight, Tesla share price has bounced. It's bounced about 10% overnight. That's because Musk got everyone together for a wee pep talk last week. He got all the staff together. He spruiked the robotaxi, he spruiked the robotics, told them not to sell their shares, and share price has responded. But he's still got this little problem in the background. JP Morgan, they've got a share price target for Tesla, $120. Share price is currently $272.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a few headwinds in his way at the moment.
Give me some more numbers.
Rightio, so the share markets were sort of kind of mixed around the world yesterday, but overnight the US markets are looking a lot better. The Dow Jones is up over 1%, 42.423 is the mark there. The S&P 500 up almost 1.5%, 5,751. And the NASDAQ was up almost 2%, just coming off a little bit, 18,119. That should lift share markets around the world today. The FTSE 100 yesterday lost 9 points, 8,638. The Nikkei lost a little bit, 37,608. Shanghai Composite up small. The ASX 200 closed at 7,936, which was only up 6 points. We gained 15 points, 12,128. The US dollar has rallied a bit overnight, which means Kiwi dollar is a bit weaker, 0.5715 against the US, 0.9110 Aussie, 0.5293 euro, 0.4428 against the pound, 86.02 Japanese yen. Gold has come off a little bit, $3,010, and Brent crude, $72.87.
See you tomorrow, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.